Onto the plains. As the Civil War wrapped up and U.S. settlers continued to push westward, conditions were ripe for U.S. indigenous conflict on the plains. Native tribes on the eastern seaboard had either been exterminated or pushed inland, and colonizers were outgrowing the cities in the east. Land on the plains appeared ripe for farming and free for the taking, rich in natural resources. The only obstacle? The people who lived there first. The history of U.S. indigenous conflict on the North American continent contributed to the development of the tensions that would soon erupt into explosive devastation on the Great Plains.